AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Travel bans are being lifted throughout the East now that the blizzard of 2016 has ended. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that's no reason for people to get in their cars.
That does not mean people should go out and take a ride and see the sights. The roads are clear for the most part. There are still entrance ramps and exit ramps that are not clear.
For all the New Yorkers facing the task of digging their parked cars out from piles of snow, Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message. Don't do it. He doesn't want people to put the snow from their vehicles back onto the streets while the city is trying to clear up from the blizzard. Power outages continue to be a problem, but in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie says the worst may be over later today.
We had a high yesterday of about 94,000 power outages across the state. We're down to about 25,000 this morning. The bulk of those are in Cape May County, about 18,000 in the Atlantic City Electric area.
A stretch of the Pennsylvania Turnpike where more than 500 vehicles were stranded at the height of the storm remains closed. Mark Compton with the Turnpike Commission says more than 300 first responders showed up to help stranded motorists.
There's an old adage that says don't ask someone to do something you don't think you could do yourself. Well, as we watched those folks clear an estimate of over 500 vehicles, I'm not sure I could have done what those folks did.
Governor Tom Wolf says only 20 tractor trailers remain on the closed stretch of the roadway in the western part of the state. A manhunt continues in California for three escaped inmates.
We continue to have three individuals out there who are very dangerous, and I want to tell the public, presume that they are armed. And so do not approach them.
That's Sandra Hutchins with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Officials say the men escaped by cutting through bars and then rappelling from the roof with a makeshift rope. All three are charged with violent crimes, including murder and torture. This is AP Radio News. The current presidential candidates are reacting to the prospect of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg entering the race.
Bloomberg is said to be thinking of running if the presidential race turns out to be Bernie Sanders, not Hillary Clinton, versus either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. That's okay with Trump.
I would love to have him get in the race.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Hillary Clinton thinks Bloomberg will not run.
I'm going to relieve him of that and get the nomination so he doesn't have to.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press, and so was Bernie Sanders, who likes his chances running against Bloomberg and Trump.
I think the American people do not want to see our nation move toward an oligarchy where billionaires control the political process.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A gun shop owner in Mississippi and his 17-year-old son died in a shootout over a $25 service charge. Another man and his 29-year-old son are hospitalized. Investigators don't know whether the customers or the owners started the shooting. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.